Now, back to the Midday Grind with Martin and Marlo on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, cause I'll have the only one there is.
Back from Phoenix, I believe. Kenny Wallace there over the weekend. NASCAR's penultimate race, Charlie. That would be the second to last. Mm-hmm. It was in Phoenix on Sunday, and now they head to Miami. But in between,
Homestead, baby.
Back to St. Louis, where I believe he was greeted by the cold November winds. The one and only Kenny Wallace is with us. Tuesdays with Kenny, as always, brought to you by Gateway Motorsports Park, GatewayMSP.com. Kenny, how are you?
I'm doing good. You said cold November winds, that reminds me of Cold November Rain. That's a good song.
I almost quoted Guns N' Roses and didn't mean to. I'm sorry.
Yes. Yeah. Well, see, I was searching. I had brain fade. I knew it was Guns N' Roses, Axl Rose. but yeah, did Charlie remind you who it was, or did you remember it?
Charlie is my loyal assistant, but I believe that one I actually had a little recall.
Yes, but I have to say, right when you said that, I did think of Axl Rose as you said that. We should have had it in the background. It's a nice musical bed.
Yes. Well, you're right. We did a small family video this morning. I don't know about all of you. Do you all have those family texts? Like, there's like 8 on mine. That's me, my wife, my 3 daughters, their husbands. So basically what you do is, you know, 2 of my girls live in Charlotte, North Carolina. So the way we all stay close is our phones are constantly dinging. You know, it's like, we're going to eat, here's where we're at. So I did a small video this morning. We went to Kimswick to the Doe Depot, and I took our grandbaby with us. I did a little video, and the first thing everybody said, "It looks cold there, Dad." I said, "Well, you need a jacket." So, yeah, it's chilly.
The Doe Depot. Now, is that a place where you can buy pies?
Yeah, and you know what it is? It is D-O-U-G-H, the Doe Depot. If you head down Highway 55 South, get off at the Imperial exit, make a left, go across Highway 55, then make a right. If you go into Kimswick, which is a river town, it's a really neat little town. It is almost like St. Charles. You know, it's a miniature St. Charles where they've got all these older homes, and in every home you can shop and find knickknacks. And so that's my wife's deal. And we went down there because, believe it or not, on Kim's side of the family, we have a nun, a real nun, Sister Sorella. She's from Minnesota. She's with us. So we're taking around St. Louis a little bit. We had a good lunch down there.
Now, I have to ask, because you said you have a real nun. On your side, is there a fake nun or what?
I knew you were going to say that. When that came out of my mouth, I'm like, why the hell did I say that? Oh, my God, listen, I say hell and nun at the same time. But can't you see I'm whipping my own ass right now? My gosh. Okay. Dear Lord, please forgive me of my sin. There. Okay, I'm good to go.
There you go. All is forgiven.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't even know where we were. I forgot. It's Tuesdays with Kenny. We never know what we're going to talk about.
Oh, my God. I can't help it.
I have a question.
No, I got to give him a kudos, because I believe it was pre-race Sunday. Kenny, of course, works for Fox Sports FS1, a lot of NASCAR coverage. And I'm pretty sure, didn't you have a Matt Kenseth interview before the race, before he actually won in Phoenix?
Yeah, we were, that was good timing, huh? Yeah, we interviewed Matt. Basically, it was, how it goes in the TV world. It was what I call in-depth sit-down interview, and we did that on Friday. And had a good little interview. Then, of course, we ship it back to Charlotte, North Carolina. They edit it all up, and we were very lucky because he ended up winning the race. We looked good.
Kenny, so Darrell Wallace Jr., Bubba Wallace, no relation, correct?
Correct, yes.
So now he's going to be next year, is this right? Is he going to be the first full-time African-American Cup driver, or is he still looking to get that ride? What's going on with that situation?
Yeah, good point. Okay, I'll bring you up to speed on that. His name is Darrell Wallace, wonderful kid. I've known his mom and dad. He is a great talent. He's a very good race car driver. He's won in every sanctioning body there is. Actually went up to Bristol, Tennessee about 3 months ago, ran a super late model, which is hard to do, you know, because he doesn't do it that much, and he won right away. Then he jumped in Richard Petty's car about 2 months ago when their main driver, which was Eric Amarola got hurt. So his nickname's Bubba, so we always call him Bubba Wallace. He got into the 43 car owned by Richard Petty, and he immediately finished 11th in the Cup Series, in the biggest form of motorsports, you know, in the United States. So everybody took notice right away. And then there's a little more drama involved where Richard Petty's main sponsor, Smithfield Foods, they left Richard. And that shocked Richard Petty, caught him off guard. Well, they also took Eric Amarola with the sponsor. They left Richard Petty. Richard was not happy about it, said he wasn't happy about it. So when he lost his driver, Eric Amarola, they needed another driver. And they said, well, my gosh, let's put Bubba in the car because Bubba ran really well and really made everybody take notice. Now, I wanted to make sure everybody knows that Bubba is definitely the driver to put in the car. He has shown his talent. He deserves it. And like you said, he is an African-American. And Bubba hears, you know, things that we don't hear or we don't know. So Bubba came out on Twitter a week ago and said, that's right, I'm the first black driver. And he put that, you know, that's his quote, unquote, and I'm going to, you know, take it and go with it. So really no controversy, but that's the way the whole story goes. And, you know, I look at this situation like Danica Patrick. You know, there have been other lady drivers, and there have been other African-American drivers. But, you know, we had Wendell Scott, who is now in the NASCAR Hall of Fame. He was the first African-American driver who ran in the Cup Series years and years ago. We've had Willie T. Robinson. But Bubba is the one that is really making noise in the modern era. So it's very exciting, and I'm sure that there's going to be a lot to do about it. And, you know, that's just the way it goes. And I love him. I truly do. We've been good friends. And I support him because he's a good man and a great race car driver. So that's the whole story.
And so this Sunday, it all comes down to four. You've got Kevin Harvick, Brad Keselowski, Martin Truex Jr., Kyle Busch. Who walks away as the champion?
Well, it's no different than any Super Bowl, right? You know, the Patriots versus the New York Giants, the Patriots are going to win, and then they lost. So it's the same thing here. Martin Truex is the favorite. He's got 7 wins this year. Martin Truex is supposed to win. However, it's all about timing and circumstances. Kevin Harvick, they have found a setup. They've been really fast. They won Texas. So, you know, you got Kyle Busch, who's an incredibly talented driver. You know, Brad Keselowski ran good at Texas. So, listen, it's going to be a barn burner. NASCAR is on the right road right now. They turned this beast around, and this stage racing really made everybody take notice. So, yep, the favorite is Martin Truex, and we'll see what happens.
I'm going with my guy. I used to cover him in ARCA, Michigan International Speedway, from the Michigan area.
Keselowski.
I'm going Brad Keselowski.
Yep. A late entrant into the Final Four. Hey, Kenny, while you're down there, too, grab Giancarlo Stanton and bring him back to St. Louis with you.
I have my pulse on that. I'm watching you, both of you, report on this. You know, it's funny. Because here we go, right? We're like the Anaheim Angels, where we got all this Fox Sports money. We lost Albert Pujols because the Anaheim Angels got all that money from Fox, and here we go. Now we got all the money from Fox Sports. I know the Cardinals are loaded with cash, so let's see if for once we can damn get somebody, you know, with some money. We never buy people. Let's see if it works.
Damn straight. Hey, you enjoy those warm November winds down there in South Florida.
Yeah, I will. I so badly want to sing in the cold November rain.
Yes.
Clip that off, Gardner.
Beautiful voice.
All right,
angelic voice.
Enjoy your week. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Okay, bye-bye.
See you, Kenny.
Kenny Wallace, he'll be headed to Miami. Homestead, as Charlie pointed out, to be exact, final race for NASCAR, the Final Four, although they're not allowed to call it that because they get sued by the NCAA and all that crap. All right, it is Tuesdays with Kenny, brought to you by Gateway Motorsports Park. Find them online at gatewaymsp.com. Great corporate events throughout the year. If you're trying to take your employees out for something unique, keep Gateway Motorsports Park in mind. Also, don't forget about the cadets playing for a state championship this week. Can't watch it on the Cadet Student Network because that's not allowed. Imagine that. I'm going to save the Misha rant for another day. But
Misha, come on. Like Mike Greenberg would say, wake up.
Get up.
Smell the coffee.
CBC admissions office is 985-6095. That's 985-6095. Set up that shadowing appointment for your son, 6th, 7th, 8th grade. Start to think about high school. If you're in 8th grade, hopefully you've thought about it real well, but if you're in 6th grade, it's not too early to start thinking about that high school decision. Call the admissions team at my alma mater, CBC High School, 985-6095. And for all things cadets, you can find them on the Cadets Student Network, CBCCSN.com. We also have another listener rewards program.
Sure, the 5-9 The Fan and InsideSTL.com. We present Hollywood Casino as our next listener rewards program starting today. Okay, started this morning at 8 in the morning. Listeners, you can now purchase 2 hotel rooms and a $50 food and beverage credit to Hollywood Casino for only $200. That is over 60% off for one of St. Louis's nicest hotels and casinos. Rooms can be used on back-to-back nights or split up on separate visits. Enjoy your $50 for food and beverage at one of their premier restaurants featuring Martin, 99 Hops House, Final Cut Steakhouse, Eat Up Buffet, Fat Thai, Hollywood and Grind, and Celebrity Grill. What are you waiting for? To take part in this offer, just log on to InsideSTL.com and click on the Listener Rewards tab to enjoy this fantastic holiday deal. There are only 20 packs available, so make sure you purchase now before they are gone.
All right, and let's squeeze in a little Gardner's Grinder. Been a busy day. Had a lot to get to on this front. Time to get up and get into Gardner's Grinder.
If you're too careful, your whole life can become a Falcon grind.
Grinding every day.
Grinding it out.
It's grind time.
This is the grinder.
The grinder.
The grinder.
24 karat gold grinder.
Gonna try grinder for the first time.
Thank you, Kenny Wallace. I get to take the television contract off my bingo card for the hot stove.
Oh, yeah.
Season. Got to bring that up. We had some suggestions coming our way on Twitter. People really want to hear grind still in some way on there. Dry powder, testing the waters.
Ooh, I like that one.
Our three suggestions we had for the bingo card, the MLB hot stove season bingo card.
Wasn't the whole deal at the end of the season with the press conference with Mozeliak, wasn't it swimming in shallow waters or swimming in buckets, big buckets, low
swimming
buckets?
Swimming in the 19th bucket.
Was that what it was?
That way we were talking about the draft.
Yes.
I mean, yes.
If
yes.
you want...
Wait a minute. Do we have fun with audio?
We could just pull up the actual words that he used just to make sure we have everything.
Let's misquote him instead.
Oh, you want to do that? Because I'm on board for that.
That's what we do in Sports Talk Radio. Didn't somebody say something like this?
All right, here you go.
We met with Derek Lilliquist and Blaze Isley, and we will not renew their contracts for next year. We're a very process-oriented organization. Modern strategy, modern analytics, an everyday grind.
When you signed Fowler, did you guarantee that he'd play center field?
Post-dispatch is dominating. I don't recall guaranteeing anything other than a lot of money, but I could go back and look at my notes. Having said that, optimize the talent. Launch angle, backfilling, necessary arbitrage, acquisition costs, allocate resources, hybrid jobs. That side of the pool, we swim it. Take a deeper dive. where we're going to wade in the water. Swim in the 19th bucket.
Men, not machines. Foundational.
Foundation of this organization. Having said that, not a big fan of that phrase.
There you go.
That's really good.
That word, you know what, this hot stove, that needs to be played at least once a week.
That's very good.
Having said that.
That was a year-end news conference in 30 seconds.
Can we get him to say bingo? If we could get Mo to say bingo, yeah. We could really have something.
And also, we have – so Giancarlo Stanton is the deep end. That's the deep waters.
Uh-huh.
The shallow waters, what are we talking about here? Who's in the shallow waters?
High-hanging fruit.
What kind of hitters? Guys that will not excite Cardinal Nation, fair to say.
Yeah.
I can't even think of any. Donaldson.
Well, I hate to say it, but like even like Brandon Morrow like would be a good addition, but I don't think it'll excite anybody.
Maybe relievers or more. I think every hitter we're talking about seems to be in the deeper waters. Now we're almost baseball executives now, guys, the way we're talking here.
But like Mark Reynolds, I think, is a free agent.
That is not deep waters.
And I would just say that if he came back, let's say, I don't think Cardinals fans would be super excited, even though
correct.
Solid player.
No, but we're good on solid. We're good on solid.
That's our motto.
We're good on solid. We need some foundational.
We need some pizzazz. We need somebody named Giancarlo.
Ring, 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 ring.
And when he doesn't sign here, he's Mike.
That's ring, right. Ring, ring, ring. Yeah, it's Giancarlo. Hey, Giancarlo, it's Chris Gardner. I'm making a call on behalf of the Cardinals organization. I want you here in St. Louis. How am I going to sell you on this town, you asked? I didn't ask. Well, you're going to want to ask. How about this? A cemetery tour of Bellefonte.
Ooh.
That's how I do it. That's my phone call.
I'm thinking Mo is saying, we've added a nightclub to Ballpark Village. Giancarlo has preferred that it have certain lighting, and let's just say the clientele will be upgraded. We may have to fly them in.
Mm-hmm.
They add, like, it's just called Stanton's, and it's over at Ballpark Village, and it's just bumping and thumping every night. It's really clubby, and it's got that giant spotlight out front, even though it's a Monday night in April against the Pirates.
Disco ball.
I just want
to let bringing the Miami service. To BPV.
Yeah.
I like this.
Let's do this.
It's going to be interesting.
Stanton's.
What you say, though, is you're saying, look, Giancarlo, when you come here and you accept this trade, you're going to love St. Louis and the BFib and baseball heaven so much, you're going to want to die here. So we're going to take you to the cemetery where you eventually can have your plot.
Here's where right next to William Clark of Lewis and Clark.
Correct.
Or John O'Fallon, the namesake of both O'Fallon, Missouri and O'Fallon, Illinois. Or Chris Vonderaugh, the first owner of the franchise you're now a part of. How about that, Giancarlo? And the foliage, the three state champion trees here at Bellefonte Cemetery. So that's the phone call I'm making. I'm letting him know about the underrated part of St. Louis. I'm not going to give him the glitz and glamour like the arch. Is that glitzy? No. Frozen custard?
Maybe you change it to like a neon Miami.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll give it a shot. And tomorrow we'll play a commercial.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
So we'll play that tomorrow so we have a little more time. One final thing to do in the grinder here today. Rest in peace. Rest in peace, Bobby Doerr. Who was the oldest living Major League Baseball Hall of Famer at the age of 99, passed away. And Red Shandy's now the oldest living Hall of Fame member.
God bless Red. Going strong at 94.
Bobby Doerr.
I think we accidentally killed off Bobby Doerr in the past.
That's a hell of a run, though. 99.
No, 99.
I'm not blaming us. I'm saying one day we mentioned that we thought he was passed.
Yeah.
He wasn't, so we've been closely monitoring the situation.
99 years.
How do you live with another spot on your conscience, Christopher?
That's fair.
Yeah, that's the grinder.
That's fair. And that is the grinder. Coming up, the hard line. I'm sure the boys will talk a little hockey because the Blues laid an egg last night, losing to the Flames. I think 7-4 was the final. You did have a couple of goals from Vladimir Tarasenko, but they still lose 7-4. Coach Yeo steamed after the game. They've lost two in a row, but he even said before that game last night they had not been trending well. Some hockey talk with Cam and the gang on the hard line, and no updates on Michael Porter Jr. We talked to Dave Matter. There's reports now it might be a knee injury. Konzo Martin only saying he may not get on the flight to Utah. They're playing a game out there Thursday, I believe, so no Porter update. Stanton is still a Marlin. What else do you need to know?
Listen, I'll make it quick. I know we have to go, but look, I hope Michael Porter Jr. plays, and I hope he's great. Mizzou, though, sometimes you feel it's almost cursed, and it feels like a 30 for 30. What if I told you the greatest recruit in Missouri history?
Don't say it. He's going to be fine.
I hope he is. I don't like the news, though. I don't like the news recently.
We're looking on the Michael Porter Jr. situation. Nobody seems to know for sure what exactly is going on. Hey, Rank and Jordan brings you Five for Frank. We do that every day in the 11 o'clock hour. Rank and Jordan also expanding, which means soon when they open, and we're within months now of this happening, less than months, they're going to have more than 60 beds to help out the kids. It's something they've been doing since 1941. That's when Mary Rankin Jordan started this hospital. They continue to do great work. The kids eventually go back home. That's what it's all about. It's the reason they call it a pediatric bridge hospital. They might be at Cardinal Glenn or a children's hospital. They need somewhere to go before home, and that's what Rankin Jordan is. RankinJordan.org for more information. Thanks to Ryan Kelly for hosting us today. They continue to raise money for Backstoppers at 781-9700. 781-9700. Hardline, coming your way next.
Congratulations for bringing me down. Congratulations. Now I'm sorrow bound. Congratulations. You got a good deal. Congratulations.